It's our business executive feature. Today we speak to a lady who was determined not to earn a living through a paycheck alone. She realized early on in her life that she wanted to build wealth. And how did she do it? Well, she pursued investment in property and has managed to make a success in the endeavor. I'm joined on the line by South African businesswoman Sylvia Milosevic. She's the co-founder of Wealth Alliance. Thanks very much, Sylvia, for joining us. So you have become a very successful businesswoman in the area of property. But before we get into all of that, just tell us a little bit about where you grew up and what sort of educational path you followed.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm so excited and I'd like to extend my greetings to the listeners.
Sure.
So I come from humble beginnings. And when I say humble beginnings, I truly mean humble beginnings. So how my journey went about is that I come from a family of five, and at the time, my father was the only breadwinner. He worked really hard for us, and he was a BMW 17 years of his life. He afforded us a good lifestyle.
Hmm.
We had food, we could go on vacations. I went to a multiracial school, so it's my siblings. Until one day, my father came home on a Friday. I recall it was in 1999. I was 16 years old at the time, planning to go to university. And on this particular day, he came home and he had just gotten fired.
Shame.
He got fired. And I remember when he came home, he had this fear on his face. And he said to us, he sat us down and he says, I've just lost my job. And I don't know how we're going to survive. And I remember my mother starting to cry. And it felt as though the walls in that room came crashing down on us. But nothing on that day prepared my family for the next 2 years of unemployment.
Huh.
You see, I come from a family that had money, never worried about money. There was money, always money in the bank.
Yes.
To not knowing where money was going to come from. A family where we had food. We would go out to restaurants over weekends in seriously windy. To not even knowing where food was going to come from.
Huh.
And I always say, if my father had a dream, his dream had turned into his worst nightmare. And he wasn't a lazy man. I remember particularly, you know, we changed schools from multiracial to government schools. And every morning we'd wake up around 6:30, 7 o'clock, get ready for work. When we go to school, I'll hop on a bus. My father will come along. He will go take a bus from Harangua, going to Pretoria CBD every single morning, wearing his tie, wearing his shirt, looking for a job.
Yes.
And he was never lucky. He was told, you're on the waiting list. He was told, we'll get back to you. He was told, you're too old. We're looking for younger people.
So, Sylvia.
And there was this one particular time.
Yes.
So,
Sylvia, just, you know, you're telling us this story, it's quite heavy, but it is from that experience of your father, isn't it, that you decided that you were not going to rely on a paycheck and you decided to pursue property. Just tell us about, you know, how you got into property, what resources you used to learn about property.
So how I got introduced to property, so when I turned 21 years old, my parents, for my 21st birthday, they didn't do a party for me, they bought me a book.
Hmm.
The book was on property. I read this book for 3 days. I couldn't put it down. And it's the famous book by Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yes.
And at the end of closing the last chapter, I remember saying to myself, this is my aha moment. Thank God I finally found the answer of how I don't have to rely on a job. I didn't want to be another case story of,
yes,
you know, you can dedicate your life for so many years, and just like that, something be taken away from you because you have no control over it.
That's right.
I didn't want to be another statistic. So I wanted to have a better future for myself and for my future family. And I was fortunate enough that at the age of 21 years old, I was afforded an opportunity to go and work overseas on cruise ships. And when I had this opportunity, as I said, I had just finished reading this book.
Yes.
It came at the right time because when I went overseas, I became responsible. When my friends were shopping, partying, I was saving money. When I come home during vacations, I'd be buying properties left and right. As I was buying properties, I was buying from new developers, like new developments.
Yes.
I would have a static agent saying things like this to me, Sylvia, what you're doing is fantastic. You're young. You're in your early 20s. Property is the most solid investment. And where you're buying your properties, it's the right area. Your property is all about location, location, location. You want to buy closer to the mall, closer to the highway, closer to the school.
Hmm.
And majority of what I knew about property was what I read from books. So it was all theoretical. And I'll come and as I'm buying, I'm hearing from estate agents who are the professionals in the space, and I was following their guidance.
Yes.
And I would just be buying properties left and right, and my salary from overseas afforded me a high affordability here to buy multiple properties here in South Africa. And I did that strictly planning that in future, when I'm ready to come back home, I'll have a portfolio that will then take care of my of me and my husband. I didn't have a degree, so I was setting all this up as something I can fall back on.
Hmm.
And fast forward, 8 years later, I got married, met a wonderful, handsome husband of mine in the U.S., and we got married, fell in love, and we decided to settle in South Africa.
Wow. Okay.
So when we came back home. Yes.
Let me punctuate you there. So you're the co-founder of Wealth Alliance. You know, wealth is a very broad concept. Now, you've given us a background of what you've done on your own in the property sector. So what does your organization do? Is it all about property, or it's more than that? How many people are in your organization and so on?
So what I'd like to say is that our organization, we are just not a company that has a mission to run, you know, property educational trainings. We're actually a mission that owns a company. So what we do is that our mission and our vision is we want to transform people. We want to teach people about financial education, about how property can change their life and how they can bring control of it and how they can build an extra income stream for themselves while they are working, how they can build a legacy for their families, how they can learn to create money for themselves instead of just relying on a job or you know, learning for higher degrees so you
yes.
can get an extra income from a job. So we are a property educational company. We're all about wealth creation, and this is what we train our students. So far today, we've had over 40,000 students coming through our trainings. We've also helped our students to raise over $500 million worth of funding for your student accommodation, for your high-density residential development. We work with all different types of students, from those who say, I don't have money, I want to invest in property. We teach them on how you don't need to have money to invest in property.
Mm.
We have students who are coming and say, I'm working, I want to invest in property, but my challenge is time. We teach them on how to get the tools and skills and set up property as a business, but to only dedicate as little as 4 hours per week, you know, towards your own business.
Yes.
You get people come and say, I love properties, I've been investing, but I got it all completely wrong. I build a portfolio, but I find myself, I'm stuck, I don't know what to do. And we say, you know what? What we've done is that we've partnered up with some of the top property experts, property developers who already are successful, who've decided to say, you know what, Sylvia, we love your mission, we share the passion you're having. We will partner with your company, and we will take your students by the hand, and we will teach them from our own projects that we've done how to structure a student accommodation, high-density residential development, how to build a complex, you know, how to structure deals like that from A to Z, which finance institutions will finance deals like that,
mm-hmm.
how to build a business proposal, how to negotiate, which professional tools you need within your business for it to become successful. And, yeah, it's just been incredible. We run our webinars as well. What we've done is pivoted our business model. We used to do offline events. We now do online events. We've got 3 webinars. One of those is happening tonight. You can go in and listen in, because what we've done is that we've also created our content to speak to what's happening right now in the economy.
Yes.
And how people can reposition themselves, how they can thrive right now, because the greatest opportunities in property are right now. As much as, you know, things are looking doom and gloom, people are scared, people are worried. They are so, my goodness, this is the best time.
Yes, that's what
in our lifetime.
That's what I was going to ask you, that, you know, people may be listening and thinking, wow, you know, this lady, she's made it in the property sector, but things are looking so dismal right now, you know. So what would your advice be right now? You're saying it's the best time ever. And obviously, that would presumably be for those people who have money. Or do you need money to get into the property sector?
You don't need to have money to get into the property sector. You need to have the knowledge. The knowledge you'll acquire will become your leverage. You get the knowledge that many people do not have, and as a result of that, will become your exchange rate. You can go into JV partnerships. There's certain property strategies you can apply into. I mean, you can literally go into without using a single cent of your money. We have strategies such as your back-to-back deal, simultaneous transfer that you can get into. You can literally go into JV partnerships with potential investors, but you need to get the knowledge on how to structure things like that. So definitely don't need to have the management that's on top of it. It's been proven that many deals I've done like that where I didn't use a single cent of my money to go into this deal. But what I did, I invested in myself. You invest in yourself is by learning these things. And once you know what you are doing, it becomes easier for you to execute transactions like this.
One last thing, Sylvia, just in terms of you being a leader, a businesswoman, what are the values that you hold that help you to succeed?
I will say that being optimistic, you know, being optimistic and sticking, like once you make a decision about what you want to do with your life, just know it's never going to be easy, but you got to move forward. So I would say that perseverance, persistence, and my faith in God, and, you know, supportive family and supportive team, those are things that hold close to my heart and things that keeps me moving forward, because that's where my why is, and that's what everything is linked to.
That was Sylvia Milosevic. She's the co-founder of Wealth Alliance.